Good evening, folks. It's Pilgrim Chris here, and it's February the 21st, 2012, and it's a little after 3:30 p.m. here in the UK. And I was debating what to talk about today for an audio boo, because I really wanted to talk about Shrove Tuesday, and yet I'm trying to take part in the audio boo February tag. And today's topic on that February tag is, what advice would you give to your younger self? So I've decided to talk about Shrove Tuesday on my Chirbit channel, which you can head over to my blog and listen to. And here I will talk about the February tag of, what advice would I give to my younger self? Well, the first question I want to ask myself is, would I even listen to any advice I might give? Because even though I know that the person who is giving me the advice is myself, I also know that at any stage of my life, and I've lived many different lives, that I took on board advice and disregarded advice from various people. We tend to pick and choose the advice that suits us at any given time, and I don't think that would be any different if I was giving it to myself. Indeed, I give myself advice all the time, sound advice, but I don't always follow it. Those of you who know me know I'm a Catholic, and part of my faith is to listen to the advice of God, who I deem to be the one to give perfect advice to. And yet I don't always listen to God. So next in sequence, if you like, if we're going to be practical or even egocentrical about it, would be to listen to myself, to listen to an older version of myself, because surely I would know what's in my best interests, especially if I'm giving the advice to a younger version of myself. Well, at 45 years of age, I don't know it all now, and I don't consider myself any wiser today than I ever was. Sure, I know more stuff, I've had more experiences, but like many people, I continue to make the same mistakes. And I make the same mistakes today as I did years ago. I have bad habits that I've never been able to break. I think if I was to give myself advice, it would be the same advice I would give to anyone. It's simply to follow your own path and your own destiny. Listen to the advice of everyone and choose what you want to follow and disregard the rest. Because that's what we do anyway. When I was younger, in my early teens, I thought I knew it all, really. Certainly when I got to my later teens, I was convinced that I did. I thought my life was going to be one way. It never worked out that way. It rarely does. So I couldn't really say to myself at that age, here is some advice that I can give you today based on my life already, because I wouldn't necessarily listen to it any more than I listen to myself today. Wisdom is an incredible gift, and it's not one I yet possess. We may be intelligent, and we may be wise, and we may have experience. And by when I say wise, I'm not talking of wisdom here. I'm just talking the sort of intelligence and sort of train of thought that comes with living a longer life. I know I should have listened to advice when I was younger. Looking back, I should have listened to some of the advice that I discarded, and discarded some of the advice I listened to, even if that advice came from me. I think the advice I give to anyone, like I say, is just to follow your own destiny. Because your destiny is yours to follow, and yet it will be impounded upon by everyone else around you. Ultimately, my own advice to myself today, and to anyone, is just to live in harmony with everyone else. Try not to tell everybody what to do. Try not to give advice. Certainly try not to judge people. And just live your life in harmony. Advice, it's easy to give, not so easy to take, even if that advice is coming from ourselves. Well, thank you for listening. And if you want to hear more on Shrove Tuesday, head over to my blog at www.pilgrimchris under the banner of faith. God bless you all.